Hey, welcome back to the Daily Dose. My name is Luke, and in this series, what we're doing is talking about what it means to be a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian? Why would you want to be a Christian? Maybe some of you already are a Christian, and you're thinking, I don't even totally know the significance of this. Maybe you're exploring the faith, and this is a chance for you to kind of find out more. Well, in today's video and tomorrow's video, I want to share with you some ideas that I first heard from Tim Keller, but he just gets them straight out of the Bible. And a third thing that it means to be a Christian is when you're a Christian, you receive an identity that isn't fragile. See, we live in a day where our identity is so important. Everybody is constantly thinking about who am I and how do I project who I am to the world? And there's a lot of fragility. There's a lot of kind of sensitivity around identity. And we all want to be known as a certain way and a certain kind of race and a certain kind of sexuality or a certain kind of style or a certain kind of demographic or a certain kind of achievement status. And so all of us kind of have these various senses of identity of who we are. And if we achieve that identity, it's very, very fragile. I was a baseball player in college. In fact, for a lot of my life, for probably the first half of my life, the main way I would have seen my identity was, I'm Luke, I'm a baseball player. Well, that's a pretty fragile identity because really that identity is only there to the degree that I'm playing well, that I'm succeeding. If I'm a baseball player, but I'm like in a huge slump, well, that's not much of a good identity. Additionally, once baseball ended, well, now who am I? What is my identity? And so I had a fragile identity because it was built on something that I had to achieve. Maybe you're in the same place where your identity is about your career or your identity is about your family or your identity is about your body image or your identity is about your sense of style or your sense of wealth. All of that is just incredibly fragile. And what Christianity does is say, hey, because of this relationship that you have with Jesus, because of how your sin and your shame have been washed away, you now get a new identity. And here's the identity that you get as a follower of Jesus, is the identity as a son of God. Here's what it says in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, and because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. See, one of the amazing things about being a Christian is that you get adopted into God's family. And you get adopted as a son. Now, I know some of you are hearing that going, wait, but I'm a daughter. Wasn't I adopted as a son or a daughter? And of course, there's a sense in which that's true. If you're a female, God loves you as his daughter. But what this passage is actually indicating is that there was a special status in the ancient world for sons. And if you're a follower of Jesus, you become not just a child of God, you become a son of God. You are then an heir. You have an inheritance, you have a blessing, you have a status that is absolutely high and important and privileged, and that's a beautiful thing. And the amazing thing about Christianity is that can't be taken away from you based on your bad performance, right? If you fail, if you don't do well at kind of obeying God or loving him well, that doesn't eliminate your status because you didn't earn the status in the first place. It was given to you by grace, by the Spirit of God who adopted you into his family. And if you didn't earn it to get it, then you can't earn it to keep it. And it is on you. And therefore, it's not fragile. It's stable. It's steady. And no matter what comes up in life, to the degree that you say, my identity is in Jesus, you can be firmly rooted. You can be stable. You can be strong. Christianity gives us an identity that isn't fragile. You don't have to achieve it because you get to receive it. Have a great day.